No, it's fine, dude. It's fine.
I don't totally think we're at the Asian nail salon.
I can hear you. Say something, Mark. I can hear you. No problem. So basically, what's today? Thursday?
Today is wait a minute. Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay, cool. Okay. So anyway, is today the 23rd or 24th?
24th.
It is. Tomorrow's the 11th anniversary of my arm accident.
Is it really?
I swear to God. Yeah.
It's February 24th, Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm at Windmill Studios with Mark Woodyatt. I'm here with Eric Ritter.
Hello.
What's up? And with Lily. I don't know your last name.
Gregory.
Okay. Yeah. She's a singer. But me and Mark come here all the time. And, like, Eric's gracious enough to find a spot for me to come here and do songs with Mark. And the whole reason we're doing it is because we're going to start doing commercial stuff. And we're going to start doing background stuff. And I got a ton of people that want it. And it's easy to work with Mark and Eric. And I always have a good time with Mark. What do you think, man?
I'm glad that you do. Thank you. And I have a good time with you. I'm always really impressed at how we can just flow after not seeing each other for, you know, maybe 6 months sometimes because we're both busy.
Yeah.
And when we get together and you present some songs, we just play them. It feels natural.
I mean, it's very unrehearsed. I think I went to his house once. We rehearsed some stuff, but we got off track and just started doing some other things, which is cool. It's a good hangout. But my thing is, I mean, easy for me is smarter and better because I have my attention span is ridiculous. So when I come in here and Eric just mics us up and we just go live, we don't do tracking and nothing like that. It's just way better. It's more natural this way. I love it. And tonight, how many songs did we do? Jesus. Four or five?
Four, I think.
So I got five. So I got 8 songs now with you, Mark. 8. That's crazy. But anyway, Eric is the fucking beast of the East Coast. What kind of board do you have?
It's a 1975 MCI JH528B.
And that's the only one on the East Coast. And the only one that was like this was actually Scott Whelan's board in Lavish Studios in Burbank. And that's no more. So Eric's got the one of the best sounding boards ever. And anyway, Mark, the band that you're in, Rogue Chimp, tell me a little bit about this band and how people can check in and listen to your music that you have up.
Thanks. Rogue Chimp is a group of 4 individuals. I'm the kind of what would be vocals if we had vocals. We're an instrumental group that plays melodic, kind of progressive fusion music. It's kind of like a mix, like, you know, like the stuff that you like about the prog rock, and you know, if you ever heard of Jean-Luc Ponty, we've been influenced by Herbie Hancock, all sorts of funk music, you know, the even the disco era, the electronic dance music from, you know, all the way back in the 70s with Kraftwerk all the way to now. So we definitely have a wide array of music, and if you're into like basically exciting instrumental music with great melodies and awesome production, check out our album. It's called Embark, and Rogue Chimp Embark is available on iTunes, CD Baby. You can stream it on Spotify, and I'll get maybe, you know, 0.005 cents.
Nice.
That'll be great. But you can also purchase it directly from CD Baby or us at roguechimpmusic.com. Now, Rogue is actually spelled R-O-G-U-E. A lot of people think that that Rogue is R-U-G-E, which is Rouge. Yeah. And then I thought about it, Rogue. I thought about it like if I was like a retard. Yeah. And, no, I'm just saying that because my landlord says he tries to make everything tarded of some kind.
Yes.
So we'll call it Tarvis. That's because I think that people, like, I'm very grateful that I have some of my faculties, and I hope nobody takes offense to that. We're having a casual conversation here, but really, truly, I absolutely adore people who some people used to call it retardation, But I actually go and I play music for people who are mentally challenged, who are physically challenged people, and they love the music because I go in there with like my heart open, and I'm so grateful to be able to share music with people. Oh, so yeah. I'm very sorry for saying that.
Like, oh no, it's okay, dude. It's all right.
But I just wanted to like lay that out there because our music does have emotion, and it, at the same time, is very explorative, exciting music. And the greatest part about it is that we're sitting in the studio where the magic happened. That's if it wasn't for Eric Ritter right here of Windmill Studios, is it .com? What is it? Windmill Agency. Windmill Recording?
Mm-hmm.
What's Google your Windmill Agency? It'll come up.
Nice.
Okay. So if it wasn't for the genius of this man, mm-hmm. I would never have become the producer of the album. He didn't take any credit for that element of it. But basically what happened was we recorded the album, and then we really needed to spruce it up. We did it, so the whole album was recorded live, and then we basically added extra electric violins, you know, kind of like made it totally excellent, and it transformed the whole thing into just this space odyssey. And the person who's sitting with us, Lily Gregory, she basically was here for all, you know, the 200 hours of studio time that we had here, getting to know Eric. And she designed the cover art for the album. It's really cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Nice.
Check it out. Rogue Chimp and Bark. And like, mm-hmm. basically the guys in the band are Jacob Cole, who went to Berkeley, and he's a percussionist. Yeah. He studied tabla with like some of the most famous people in the world, including Zakir Hussain from Shakti with John McLaughlin.
Nice, dude.
So we're big fans of like the jazz fusion movement.
Nice.
But definitely we've gotten great feedback from like little kids to old folks who, mm-hmm. from like a church that I play at, and they love it because it's got a mix of classical, jazz, electronic music. It's
something for everybody.
So yeah. Mark, if somebody had a, like, I know you do a lot of solo stuff, weddings, all kinds of stuff, because yeah. I've called you and you've been at those events. So if somebody wanted to use you at a party or an event or a wedding, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you wouldn't email roguechimpmusic.com.
Okay.
But you could contact me at markwoodyatmusic@gmail.com.
Okay.
You spell Woody at WOODYATT.
Okay.
So markwoodyatmusic@gmail.com. That's Mark with a K.
Okay.
And also I've got a Facebook page called Mark Woody at Violin and Entertainment. So Lily and I, mm-hmm. We've Lilywood Productions. Basically what we do is every day we're getting people calling us, contacting us. We advertise. We've got, we're on the list of many places throughout the Poconos of Pennsylvania. We travel as far as Long Island to do Jewish weddings, and we do quite a few weddings in the northeastern Pennsylvania, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre area.
Nice.
And I play solo violin on many of them. Lily does so much behind the scenes work, and on the weddings she's actually there coordinating things so that everybody walks up and it's all
everything
timed
goes
right.
Smoothly.
It's
yeah.
very much
yes.
like a production.
Yeah, it is.
And I could do it solo, and we also work with various groups, including string quartets, duos of all sorts. So I do the cocktail hour as well. And I mean, that's just one of the aspects of our work that
it's multifaceted. It
well,
is
and also I've heard Lily sing, and she is definitely a great singer for hire. We have
Thank
to do some
go.
Stuff together, actually, because some stuff I'm like, damn, she should be singing on this. I say that all the time. I know we're doing a lot of stuff for commercials. That's why we're here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel like if we did something acoustic violin with her singing, it would be fucking smashing.
I think so.
It'd be amazing. We have to definitely write
I
some shit.
So. Definitely.
I think so. But anyway, Eric over here makes it easy on us. And dude, when I first moved to the Poconos from LA, I thought I was completely just away from anything musical. And then my friend Al found the studio, and I couldn't believe when I walked in here like how professional it is and how much it's like going into a time capsule. And I forget where I am, actually. My voice sucks right now. But anyway, yo, it's been so easy and so much fun dealing with Eric. And he's, you got to definitely check him out. He's super busy. So if you're not talented, don't bother him. But if you are talented, definitely give him a call. The Windmill Agency. He's got a fucking great name. He's got bands come here, and they stay here, and they record. They have a lockout sessions. So he's actually big time. He keeps it low profile, but he's a lot bigger than he thinks he is. But so we enjoy coming here whenever he has a break or whenever he has time to have us come in and do a live session, like as tonight. You're going to hear it right after this podcast. But I just wanted to introduce Mark because he makes an average guitar player sound amazing. We never rehearse. We do everything. He'll listen to it. He'll sit in the corner with a pen and paper and write down notes. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But I just tell Lily, like, when I'm playing, I can't look at Mark because I'll fuck up because I start getting lost in the shit he's doing. And I'm like, holy shit, this guy's amazing. And I just stop playing. I'm like, what do I got to do next? And you'll hear it in the next session that Eric's going to give me, like, the whole live session. I actually stop at some points because I'm just like, this guy's fucking unbelievable. So he makes me sound a lot better. And our goal is to, me and Mark are going to do a lot of commercial stuff. I'm pushing the shit out of it. I've had to come up with a couple of songs tonight just so I can be live and go in the meetings and, you know, have different, you know, sounds and different songs that they can hear.
There's thousands more where that came from.
Yeah, we got thousands. And I've never worked with somebody so easy. Eric mics us up live, and he just sits here at the board and just does his thing, which is, you'll hear it. It's amazing. And, again, if you need any information for Mark Services or Mark's band Rogue Chimp or Lily, definitely contact me. I can give you that information. And also with Eric Ritter, you can see him online at the windmillagency.com. Or what's your phone number, Eric?
570-313-4532.
That's right. And he's really busy, so don't get pissed if he doesn't answer. But he's super busy. I've never seen a guy busier than this guy. But anyway, it's great because when bands come here from like Texas and Connecticut and fucking wherever, they sleep upstairs. This place is fully functional as far as eating and sleeping and playing music. And I was telling Eric before, this is like what the Chili Peppers do. They go rent a fucking house, put a studio in it. They all live there and they do their thing. And Eric, he can get it done. Not only that, Ritter's Farmer's Market is next door, and Eric is actually one of the sons of Mr. Ritter. He's a legend around here, and they have some of the best food you've ever fucking had in your life, and that's no joke. I spent like half my check there. So, and you and Ian were in a band. What was the name of that band?
Quite a few. The most recent was New Past Life.
Yeah, New Past, I like that band. Actually, somebody at Deluxe played that for me, and I was like, holy shit. They played with bands like STP. They've been on the West Coast. They've played a ton of shows in Palm Springs, Arizona, L.A. They've been on tour with national acts. And Eric really is an amazing guitar player, but I think a lot of his skills are here in the studio. He really gets the most out of people that come in here. He doesn't want to put his name on some shit. So if you come in here, bring the A game, or he'll kick you the fuck out. So anyway, I'm gonna end this because I'm running out of fucking shit to talk about. My voice sounds like shit, but I just want to thank you guys. It was easy. We knocked shit out tonight, and you guys will be hearing this live on podcast 9. All right, buddy. Everybody say goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Take care, guys.
Yeah, it's very nice, very balanced.
I like it.
Thank you.
Mark, are you ready for this shit? Let's do it. Alright,
could we take it just a little bit easier?
Yes.
Like a little bit more commercially. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I think now I feel like I got it now.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Hand the stranger.
The stranger.
Yes. Ready, dude?
I could have done it better.
Are you ready?
But I'm going to go for the gold.
Are you going for it this time?
This time. Fucking. Fucking.
Are you ready for this?
Tudor style.
All right.
Ready.
Thanks, man. Ready more? Thank you. nailed that shit. He showed me up on that one, Eric.
No. He's just about ready, right?
Yeah.
Rolling. Rock.
For this shit.
Anything I should know? Just
do your thing. Are you ready?
Thank you. Mission Control seems to think we could do it one more time.
Fucking on. A-game. Ready?
Okay. Money zone.
Dude.